Celebs, food, entertainment, parenting, things to do in Connecticut. It's The Feed on Star 99.9.
All right, Father's Day coming up this weekend on Sunday and on Thursdays. We talk to our friend Callie from But First Coffee blog. You can find her on Instagram and YouTube. And she's always got the best ideas for kids and families and mom life and everything. So with Father's Day coming up, I know it's Thursday, so you might need a couple last-minute Father's Day ideas. And I know you have some good ones, Callie. So what do we got?
Yeah, there's nothing like waiting to the last minute.
Right, exactly.
No, but I've got some good ideas. Okay, one of my favorite things is I've seen these going around, but essentially you create little questionnaires. These are like super funny if your kids are somewhere between like 2 to 6 or 7 years old. You basically ask a bunch of questions, like, you know, print it out, ask a bunch of questions about their dad. But questions that like they probably won't really know the real answer to. So you get these like hilarious responses. So like, what's their job? How old are they? And it's just like, it's obviously super easy, super last minute, but they're such a blast.
I love that. That's really funny. It's almost like you could video, you know, take a video too. That would be super cute. That's a great idea.
Oh, that is such a good idea. Another one I love that you can't go wrong with is just popsicle stick picture frames. I know that these have been around forever, but I just think they're so cute. You can literally like print a picture out from your printer or like run to the pharmacy and print one out. And this is great for so many different ages. If you have a couple of kids, everyone's got popsicle sticks lying around. You just create them in a square and then let the kids decorate them.
Yeah, sometimes the classic gifts like that are the best, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and everybody can use like a cute picture to like put on their desk or like hang up somewhere. I love that because it's like a practical gift that you could actually still use.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Stick a magnet on the back, put it on the fridge or whatever. Okay. Last one is to create a DIY mug. And these are really great because all you need are some plain mugs. You can get them at like the Dollar Tree. And then you need glass paint pens. You can get these 2-day shipping on Amazon if you search for them, but you can also get them at a lot of craft stores. And all that you do is you let the kid decorate away on the plain mug using the glass paint pens, and then you let it air dry for 8 hours, and then you pop them into an oven at 375 for 40 minutes, and it basically cures the glass paint pen, and you end up with a dishwasher-safe mug that your kids decorated for dad.
Wow. I never would have thought of that. That's an awesome idea, too.
Yeah, I love this. I feel like I've seen the Sharpie pen going around a lot on like Instagram and Pinterest and stuff, but that one is not going to hold up as well. The glass paint pens definitely make it so it's a much more long-lasting gift.
Right, and they can get super creative with that too, with the drawing and all that. That's great.
Yeah, and it's, again, it's like one of those ones that you can do it for so many different ages.
Yeah. Well, these are all awesome. So if you're listening and you need some ideas, you definitely have some good ones here. So we'll put them up on the website too, star999.com. And thank you so much, Callie. But First Coffee blog on Instagram and YouTube. Definitely check her out. She's got awesome ideas there. And I hope you have a great Father's Day weekend with your family.
Thanks. I hope you have a wonderful Father's Day.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.